Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News today.
All you have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where do we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist. Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on a custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before, like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids. Take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They say, look, he's insane telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander,
Hail Cobra!
Or Optimus Prime,
Autobots, let's roll!
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime, Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate the Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke, this isn't serious, they clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country. And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
I've done those imitations, those little jokes. Do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on Infowars.com that has all the cited information, the latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones, and I am the guy on this show every day. I am an American, and that's what I promote, is freedom and justice and liberty, and they can't stand it.
Pesky earth creatures.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world are up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. And a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide. Not just on durable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost for storable food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can. Thanks for your support.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I am Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex, but not really. Actually, I'll just be here for the first hour, really just setting up what you're about to see. This is an interview that Alex Jones had with Steve Bannon yesterday on Steve Bannon's show, The War Room Pandemic. And it's an extensive interview, about an hour long. We're going to fill up the first hour with it, where they talk about all sorts of topics, but primarily transhumanism, which, of course, you can find all about in The Great Reset and The War for the World, the new book by Alex Jones. So without any further ado, here it is, the interview from yesterday with Steve Bannon and Alex Jones. Let's watch.
The next 71 days, we're going to see some very violent fireworks. I would predict racially motivated mass shootings, bombings, poisonings, attacks on power supplies being blamed on the right wing. They intend to bring in a full dictatorship in the next 71 days. And we are all strapped to this thing. This is such a dangerous time. And I would advise the globalists who are mid-level that think they're about to have a leftist revolution. The globalists don't actually plan at the higher levels to have that. They plan on having a civil war that brings down America, and you'll be the fall guy.
Okay, welcome back. We got Alex Jones. The release of the book is today. The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a blockbuster. Everybody's got to get it. But I want to get in first. Alex, these comments yesterday, let's talk about them for a second, because it's got everybody, obviously, their heads blowing up. We got now 70 days to go. You know, we've got momentum. They're trying to suppress it with suppression polls. They're sitting there going, you know, you guys are not going to have a red tsunami. What is your theory of the case here? Because you're a smart guy, do you really believe that they're going to try to pull out all stops in this regard, or does that hurt us playing into that narrative? Walk us through, because I know you're trying to accomplish exactly what we're trying to accomplish, which is to take the country back and to make sure we take it, we do the House and the Senate, and then we get, you know, I don't know if Trump back in or not. I know that you've got some very definitive thoughts about that. But we got to win the House. We got to win the Senate. We have to win these school boards. We have to win these state legislatures. So walk us through your theory of the case, because we only got a 40-second clip on you from yesterday.
And I apologize. I know you requested a full clip. I've spent basically an hour on that in my third hour yesterday. In context, I said that is something that is in their deck of cards. It's their ace of spades. It's a provocateur, a false flag attack, or something like we saw with the staged Whitmer kidnapping situation a few years ago, with the same FBI group then going and running the provocateur on January 6th, the same FBI group running the fake Russian dossier, and the same special FBI unit now raiding Mar-a-Lago a few weeks ago. So we see the pre-programming of puppet Biden, the third administration of Obama, in June of last year, putting out a new national terrorism directive saying questioning election fraud, questioning election results, or questioning lockdowns or forced inoculation is terrorism, or questioning critical race theory. That's officially in that national plan. And then we've seen them roll that out. We've seen the FBI say the number one terror threat is domestic right-wingers. They've now defined it as fascism if you support President Trump, or America First. And then now we start seeing headlines at the top of Drudge yesterday, you know, imminent. Trump's calling for violence. Trump's
Trump's calling for insurrection, January 6, 2.0. And so that's been all over the news building up. And Biden came out on Friday and said, I believe that Republicans are going to be violent in the next 74 days. Well, now, yesterday was 71 days. Now we're 70 days out. And if you look at all the pre-programming data points that are there, they're hyping this up. And with their long history of Sirhan being a patsy and all the other events we've seen where the FBI goes out and actually creates these terror groups, that is what I would do if I was them. And we know Bill Clinton on Air Force One in front of a huge press corps right after he won re-election in 1996, said he owed his re-election when he was 10 points behind to the Oklahoma City bombing. And so they can use these type of tragic events as a pretext to demonize and try to basically outlaw their opposition. That's why he's calling Republicans semi-fascist, claiming that if we don't want dead people and illegal aliens voting or all these electronic voting machines or mail-in ballots, that we're somehow fascist when they're the ones that are censoring and suppressing and raiding their political enemies. We now know the FBI admits Mark Zuckerberg told the truth last week on Joe Rogan when he said the FBI came to us and said, do not have this story. It is election meddling. But it was a real story. They were election meddling. So they know there's a giant political realignment against globalism, neoliberalism around the world. And really, the epicenter is the United States and places like Brazil with Bolsonaro. And they know they're losing support with the Yellow Vest and all these other movements. And so they know that austerity and the Great Reset, that, as you pointed out, is an irreversible collapse if it goes much further, is unpopular. They're taking the gloves off and going to a pure authoritarian model. And I believe in the next 70 days, it is their main move. And again, they pre-programmed it, pre-rolled it out, pre-advertised it to provocateur or stage some very serious, massive events. It might be a new war. It might be, oh, hackers took down a part of the power grid. It might not be a mass shooting. It might not be a bombing. But something big is going to happen. We're going to have a gigantic October surprise. What do you think?
How do you – let's put Biden's address to the nation. I don't know if the broadcast – it doesn't seem to me to be newsworthy because it's purely political. What do you expect out of him, and how does that fit into your theory of the case when he's calling – this is worse than Hillary Clinton calling us the deplorables. I mean, right now, I would argue that two-thirds of the nation back our policies. When we talk about inflation, immigration, crime, wokeness in schools, the economy, on our side of the football, this is Ron Brownstein, on our side of the football versus theirs, climate change, this thing of democracy, because we got more votes than they have, and abortion. Brownstein saying that's what's going to motivate them. Put in your theory of the case, where does Joe Biden's, they're all fascist or semi-fascist, fit in? And what do you anticipate he's going to tell the nation on Thursday night?
Well, absolutely. What you just said is what he's going to say. He's going to say the Republicans want to take your vote. The Republicans want to take your right to kill children. The Republicans are evil. They're bad. And basically demonize the Republican Party top down because the populist realignment happened through the Republican Party, not through the Democratic Party. And so he's going to try to basically expand this idea of beginning to outlaw the political opposition. And Democrats have been talking about outlawing the Republican Party. We see them going around the country with Gozer and with Green and with countless other races. I mean, right here in Texas, with members of Congress, the Democrats are trying in court cases to bar multiple current members of Congress and people running from Congress to be able to not run because they questioned the 2020 election. And so they're trying to outlaw people running for office or being reelected who question election fraud. Well, we send the State Department around the world to try to make sure elections are free and fair. And if you measure up U.S. elections to elections in the third world that they say are fraudulent, we're way fraudulent than them by every yardstick. So they're trying to outlaw questioning elections and barring people from running. That's the greatest form of blocking the electoral process and blocking voters' will. And then turning around, he's going to have an address and say that the Republicans are fascist. They don't want dead people and illegal aliens voting, and they don't want mail-in ballots the same way we know they stole the 2020 election. So it's going to be a declaration of war, an expansion of the ongoing declaration of war, not just against America's energy, not just our borders, not just our sovereignty, not just our currency, not just the value of our dollar, but a further declaration of war against anyone questioning any of their fraudulent narratives that are collapsing.
I want to talk about, I'm going to get to the FBI in a second, but I want to talk about these executive orders that you bring up, the one about the voting and the previous one. Do you believe that Republican attorney generals and the Republican Party elected officials have done enough to expose what those executive orders were, what they really say, and to combat them, even at a state attorney general level, to contest what these executive orders are?
Well, it's like you said a few days ago, our biggest problem is not even the Democrats. They're unpopular, they're criminal, they're disgusting, but the Republican leadership will not get on the ramparts, will not defend the gates.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Gary W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Alex Jones Show coming to you live from the Central Texas headquarters of InfoWars, InfoWars.com, and Band.videos, where you go to share the links to this show and everything that we do here. And remember, everything we do is brought to you entirely by you, the viewer or the listener, by going to InfoWarsStore.com, purchasing one of the incredible products that we have on sale. There's only a few more days to take advantage of the massive discounts on things like DNA Force Plus. I know it was on sale for 50% off, one of our best-selling products, as well as the Ultimate Fish Oil is 40% off. Those sales will be ending soon, so make sure you get your supply before we run out. And know that when you do so, you are supporting everything we do here, from the Alex Jones Show to the American Journal in the mornings that I host, to the War Room with Owen Troy. I know Owen is right now filming an interview that will play a little bit later. So we are all working around the clock just trying to stay on air and get you the information you need in this most critical of times. And, of course, on top of that, you have all the great creators at Band.video and the infrastructure itself to help get this information out and circumvent the censorship by the mainstream media. All of this is brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now. Prepare yourself and support this singular outlet for the truth, fighting back against an empire of lies. And now we go back to the interview from yesterday between Steve Bannon and Alex Jones. Here it is.
Our biggest problem is not even the Democrats. They're unpopular. They're criminal. They're disgusting. But the Republican leadership will not get on the ramparts, will not defend the gates, will not cover any real issues. They talk about small business stimulation packages that don't even pass, and things that are not on people's radar. They're not talking about inflation. They're not even talking about human smuggling and open borders like they should. They're not talking about election fraud. They're not talking about any of the real things that concern Americans. They're not talking about the military still being forcibly inoculated, or illegal aliens can pour in by the millions and not even be given COVID tests or COVID shots, which I don't think they should be given COVID shots. But then Djokovic can't come here for the U.S. Open. The Republicans need to get on the offense, but the Republican Rhino establishment is working with the Democrat Party establishment to fend off the populist, peaceful, political insurrection that has been taking the country and the world by storm. They are fighting us. They are attempting to bankrupt America, to bring people to their knees in a giant cloud and prison Great Reset model, so that we're so poor and so destitute, we've got to accept a communist socialist model with a high-tech technocracy, global ID, global carbon tax, global social credit score, global universal basic income. They're bringing down the old system that they've already sucked dry, poses the saviors as they bring in their new tyranny. That's why the climate we're in, it's not like 5 years ago or 30 years ago or 40 years ago. It's closer to the climate we had during the Civil War, where there's major competing factions battling over control of this country, and they want the populist faction out of the game, basically outlawed and labeled as terrorists. It's not going to work, though. That's why I warned the establishment that they really need to study history and look at what they've done and understand that drag queen story time and critical race theory has turned the country and really the world against them, and that they should sue for peace. They should back down. They should not try to accelerate us into a civil war. But you see it all over the news. Civil war imminent. We're going to have a war with the Republicans. We're going to have a war with the populace. We're going to arrest Trump. Lindsey Graham, if you arrest Trump, there's going to be a civil war. There's going to be war in the streets. If they do arrest Trump, I don't want war in the streets. I want total political realignment to the next level, and we should talk about peaceful ways to not let them, Steve, provocateur us into violence.
This is my point. Lindsey Graham and these guys who are never with us, for him to say that, because right now the momentum is on our side. Everything they're trying to do, from the suppression polls to divert the conversation over to civil war to all of this, gets us off the target, which is the target is November 8th in a sweeping. We could break the Democratic Party as a national political institution from the school board. You guys have seen this in Texas, from the what DeSantis has done in Florida, from the school boards all the way up to the state legislatures, to the House and the Senate. They're trying to divert our attention. What would you tell the people out there that follow you, given the fact that they're going to use information warfare like they've never done before? Your I-Corps commander, what is it? We're going to get to the book in the next break, but right now, what should the people that follow Alex Jones and the people that say, hey, look, this guy's smart and tough, and he's one of our leaders, what is your advice to the populist movement right now?
I would tell every person watching this to share this broadcast while it's live and later when it's archived. And I would have them send it to all of their liberal friends and leftist friends and say, how long are you going to be a chump? How long are you going to be a fool? Even if you're unable to vote in this election because of changing over parties, a lot of states you can still do it. You need to understand you're going to be bankrupt. You're going to have no future if you don't wake up to the fact that some very criminal multinational corporations are using the Democratic Party to basically have a hostile corporate takeover of this country. Then I would go out to every relative, every friend, every family, every employee, every boss, every stranger, and I would tell them, you need to go vote, and you need to not just count on there being a red tsunami, because there's going to be a blue election fraud firewall or seawall that's going to try to block that. But we know from the studies in places like Texas and Florida, they run out of dead people and they run out of illegals on the ballot, able to vote very, very quickly, and they hit a wall. So we've got to counter them with absolute, total, and complete voting. Okay, sure. I think I reach a lot of voters being on air myself. Why do I need to go vote? Well, because every vote counts. And even if you think your state's red, it's not for long. We have to crush them now. Everybody watching has to go to their city council, their school board, even if we don't have children. You've got to go to the county commission. People are watching those commissions. Those hearings go out. They get picked up. They go viral. Everyone, especially America's veterans, because this is the real fight for the Republic itself, must go every week to every televised hearing, whether you're in a small town or a big city. Everyone must call C-SPAN. Everyone must call into liberal talk radio. Everyone must understand that this is a massive historic crossroads, and the enemies of freedom know that. And we need a maximum effort to go out and to study the ballot and to vote for good people and to just do everything we can to just have such a giant red wave they can't stop us.
Alex, hang on 1 second. The Great Reset and the War for the World. The central battlefield is the United States of America. All next in the War Room.
We will fight till they're all gone. We rejoice when there's no more. Let's take down the CCP.
War Room. Pandemic with Stephen K. Bannon.
The epidemic is a demon, and we cannot let this demon hide.
War Room. Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, thank you very much. By the way, as soon as we get that that ad, I want to play that. We got it? Let's go. I tell you what, ask for bring you back in. I got to play this because it's so powerful. Let's hit it. I got to tell you, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, the left and the mainstream media are going to have to sit there, and we've got to force them to respond to this book. This book is that important. Alex Jones cuts to the heart of the matter. If you compare the finest, and I'm telling you, you take MIT Technology Review, you take Science, take all these magazines and journals, add the electronic part of it, and you know, NPR, PBS, all of it. I'll match up, and we'll go through, and we'll do what Alex Jones put out there versus what your collective body.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. nutrients. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully, more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. We are going back to the interview that was held yesterday on Steve Bannon's War Room Pandemic. Alex Jones and Steve Bannon, two powerhouses in the alternative right information sphere, coming together to face off against our common enemy, the globalist scumbags that are destroying this country and the entire world. Here it is, without any further ado, Alex Jones and Steve Bannon.
Okay, Alex Jones is my guest. You're in the War Room. It's the 30th of August, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Alex, I think you've done a pretty good job of forcing them to read it, given how you've walked through what you anticipate they're up to in the next 70 days. Because this, your book makes the case that the United States of America, this beloved constitutional republic we were bequeathed, is the central battlefield on this global reset and the war for the world. Can you explain that, sir? And I want to add in the developments that have happened with the FBI agents over the last 24 hours, how that fits into your theory of the case as you lay it out in this book. And this book is for the people that hate Alex Jones the most, for the people that think he's a charlatan and a carny barker. I strongly recommend that you read this book. You may still hate him at the end of it, but you will respect the intellectual integrity of this book because it's a very, very powerful document. Alex Jones.
Well, Steve, I appreciate that. And look, I'm on the air 4 hours a day. I've been on the air 28 years. I screw around, have some fun sometimes. It gets taken out of context. I hate myself sometimes. But I don't really joke around and have fun anymore the last few years because the world is so serious now, so they're having trouble, you know, finding the satire to take it out of context. But getting back to your point about why they have to take America out, it's what Ronald Reagan told us. Ronald Reagan wasn't perfect getting conservative ideas through. He got a lot of things done that were good, some things that were bad. But Reagan made the world love America and made the world love American ideals of private property and family and freedom of religion and capitalism and security and peace through strength. And he was an ambassador to the world. The world absolutely loved America. We were at the pinnacle of our strength at the end of World War II. And then again, with Ronald Reagan. And then since then, it's been our presidents pretty much selling us out to globalism until Trump comes along. And then Trump makes it about America again, because how can America be a leader in the world if it's not free and successful and powerful? So if we're bringing in a worldwide corporate panopticonic surveillance, mark of the beast, control freak, mad scientist run, great reset, build back better, depopulation nightmare, you can't have a free country like the United States of America that's an example to others to aspire to as a model, just like our Constitution became the model of the world. They want communist China and its authoritarianism and its death camps and the Uyghurs and forced labor and, you know, 16-hour work days and the government turning your power off when they want and social credit scores. They want that to be the model, these multinational Fortune 500, pretty much to a company, allied with communist China, to parlay that power into their world government. Now, Russia's got its own problems, and I'm not lionizing Russia, but it's trying to be its own sovereign nation. That's why it's public enemy number one as a country. But the United States and what it was and what it could be is the real number one enemy. Russia becomes a junior enemy when you pull back and realize everything is to undermine the country, everything is to destroy confidence, everything is to break up our families. Everything is to destroy our veterans. Everything is to ship in fentanyl. It's all about demoralizing us, to break our will. Then they can get control of our science and our military. And once they believe they have a godless authoritarian America, now we will make Nazi Germany look like a choir boy compared to what the New World Order can do once America falls and becomes an absolute tyranny. So the war for the world, the epicenter is the United States of America. And so that's why I titled it The War for the World.
The Great Reset and The World for the World. Everybody should go. It's on sale. I don't know if bookstores are going to stock this, but definitely it's on Amazon, and you can go to your site. So everybody should get it today. You should read it. I want to go to one of the central theses is about decarbonization, deindustrialization, depopulation. But you make the case about wokeness and also your work over the last 20 years in transhumanism. Tie that together in the Great Reset, and why is this actually the underpinnings of what this fight's about?
Well, George Orwell's real name was Eric Blair, and he'd been a top communist and a top Fabian socialist, and he'd fought against Hitler in the Spanish Civil War, and he believed in it. And then he learned how evil Stalin was, and so he wrote a book in 1984 about what the world would look like if Stalin's revolution succeeded. And in the book, it's really about destroying language, destroying words, outlawing words, making people scared of what they said, what they did. And that's what wokeness is giving Hollywood and the Democratic Party and the globalists control over language, control over every facet of society, to then bring in old tyrannies like discriminating against somebody off of what color they are, something the West got rid of. They turn our greatest strength around against us, and now, oh, we're going to fire the white teachers. Because they're white, we're going to not have white airline pilots because there's too many white people. These are authoritarian mainstays, but now inverted though it's a corporate authoritarianism masquerading as neoliberalism. And so they need us to say two men can have a baby, two women can have a baby. They need us to believe that we can be a dog if we want to. The furries phenomenon and drag queen story time. They have to get us to accept outrageous things because they want us to accept human-animal hybrids. They want us to accept human clones. They're already growing for organs. They want us to accept no bar, no control, no governor on what these people can do. And Elon Musk has talked about that. He says, beware of billionaires that worship AI gods. And he's explained, if we don't have 2.2 children, civilization will collapse. They're building an anti-human civilization. He's come out and says he wants a pro-human civilization. He's not against cybernetic augmentation if you choose it, if it's not forced on you, and if it helps you. My uncle was in a motorcycle wreck 30 years ago, had really bad epilepsy. He got one of those Vega nerve stimulators, basically stopped having seizures. Then that failed 3 years ago. He actually got a more advanced brain chip. Doesn't have seizures, not in a wheelchair anymore, lives great, has a great life. That brain chip's a wonderful thing. I'm not against progress. But we don't want to make people take brain chips. So there's all these opportunities with all this technology. We just don't want it to be tied to a global social credit score and to have the head of the Davos Group say, some school children by 2030 will have a chip in the brain to communicate. And if you don't have chip, you won't be able to. I mean, this is what they're saying, and it's an attack on free will. So wokeism is about just getting us to stand on our head, or if they say jump, we say how high, to accept absurdity, so then we hand over our personal authority to the technocrats, to the transhumanists. This whole revolution isn't liberal. It's not communist. They use that as a control mechanism. It is a transhumanist, mad scientist power grab of the future, the Great Reset, the War for the World.
Okay, the book is out today. You can get it on Amazon. It's a must-read. Alex, I know you're jammed, but I want to just hold you through the break. I've got just one or two questions on the other side.
Sure.
We're also going to be joined by Brandon Showalter from the Christian Post about this blockbuster investigative reporting on the Children's Hospital up in Boston, Boston Children's Hospital, the reality of what they've been doing as far as surgeries go. Also, Joe Allen, our editor for Transhumanism, is also going to join us. He's going to make some comments and observations on what Alex Jones has been working on for many decades, and also he was the one that really got deeply into this Boston Children's Hospital story. So we're going to take a short commercial break. We return, we've got the one and only Alex Jones. The book is The Great Reset and the War for the World, and he's making the case that the central battlefield is the United States of America. We're going to return to the war room in just a moment.
All right, folks, we are going to return on the other side as well to finish up that interview between Steve Bannon and Alex Jones. The book is called The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's available now on InfoWarsStore.com. You can also buy it on Amazon, one of the rare times we actually encourage you to go use Sauron's delivery service, but drive it up the charts, get the book to number one. That exposes it to more people. It's using the weapons of the enemy against them and to spread the information that destroys their lies. So InfoWarsStore.com, purchase some products or get the book at Amazon and help us drive it up the charts. We'll be back to finish.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Alex Jones Show. You're watching us on InfoWars.com, band.video, or however you're watching us. Congratulations on circumventing the censorship and finding the truth. And we're going to go back now to that interview between Steve Bannon and Alex Jones about the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, about transhumanism and the ultimate goals that those transhumanists have for the rest of us. We're going to go back to that now and finish up with this interview before Owen Schroyer comes in and takes over the show for the second hour. But here's the rest of Steve Bannon and Alex Jones talking yesterday.
Okay, our guest is Alex Jones. Alex, Napoleon used to tell his marshals, the marshals of France, and particularly after a couple of big engagements, he said, when you set out to take Vienna, take Vienna. What is your message now to the populist nationalist movement in this country, this inclusive nationalism, regardless of your race or your ethnicity, in particular those hardworking Hispanic Americans down the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas, in your beloved state, also in Arizona, California, all throughout the country, African American men, particularly men that are turned off by this wokeness? What is your message for the next 70 days, sir?
My message is, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, the Democratic Party, the New World Order, they're a global party of authoritarianism. It's the same in Australia, the same in Germany, the same in France, the same here. We need to join Bolsonaro. We need to join Viktor Orban. We need to join other leaders around the world. We need to get Trump reelected. We need to realize that we are being enslaved by corporate fascism masquerading as neoliberalism, and you've got to be 100% all in. Because if you think 49% increases in electricity prices last year is bad, If you think gas prices doubling the last 2 years is bad, if you think any of this is bad, the globalists admit they want to bankrupt us and bring us to our knees permanently. They have horrible plans for the average American. This is life and death. This isn't a game. As Steve Bannon said a few days ago, and all the actuaries show it, already the lockdowns the last 2.5 years, already the regulations, already what's been done has put us into a collapse. The plane's crashing. The question is, can it be a survivable crash landing? We need to get these people out of there now. We need to get rid of the Klaus Schwabs that are in control of our government. He brags he's in control of our government, the Canadian government. He penetrates the governments. We have to stop them, get them out of control of our system, and then try to crash land the airplane. Or if you think things are bad now, folks, you have not seen anything yet. This is a real global corporate technocrat takeover through economic and cultural warfare of America and the world. This is the war for the world, and people better choose a side. Freedom and justice and prosperity or total destruction. The Democratic Party is literally run by international criminals. They're literally run by the CCP. It's in Hunter Biden's laptop. And we now know this head FBI guy got marched out 2 days ago and fired because we now know that it's been declassified. He ordered the Hunter laptop sealed. He ordered them to threaten the media not to cover it. He ordered it put in a secret file so nobody could see it. And it's only because of a bunch of good FBI agents that lost their jobs or were put on leave that we even know about this. So the FBI is not our enemy. The people running it, though, are an enemy. And we're never going to fix it until we have taken the whole government back over. And I think we have to break up these federal agencies once and for all, because you can't have one central national police force like the FBI. But we are at such a historic crossroads, and it's all coming out in the open, and the globalists have lost. Their only hope is to smash and collapse everything before the people actually wake up and bring them to justice. They hope the collapse creates such a giant smoke screen and such a fog of war that somehow they slink away. I've looked at every possible development in that. They're never getting away with what they've done. The question is, do they want to just run off with their money now, and we'll, you know, put them in absentia like Napoleon? Or if they come creeping back and try another war with us, they're going to actually get put in prison for the rest of their lives. I would be happy for some of these globalists to slink off, because I understand how dangerous they are, and I understand this is going to really cause world war, you name it, if it keeps going down this road. So I would say, if I was Trump, he should do a big televised speech and offer them amnesty, offer them pardon, if they just put up their hands and give up and stop now. Because they're identified, the New World Order's out in the open, the Great Reset's out in the open, more and more people learn about it every day, everybody's turning against them. They should just give up and come out with their hands up now, and we will give them a good deal.
Alex, for those people that are hearing you for the first time and haven't had a chance to get to the show, given that they've tried to deplatform you everywhere, how do people get to the Alex Jones Show and become and get to watch it in real time? Where do they go?
Thanks for that, Steve. Yeah. Just like we have to go back to where it's on URLs and people go to those destinations, we don't count on the big CCP allied globalist operations. You go to infowars.com/show, or just on the front page, there's audio and video of the live show, the archives, and then my show, all the shows, hundreds of other band creators and researchers and filmmakers are at band.video, just the word band, and then .video. You can find it all at Infowars.com. But I just tell people go to Amazon.com. I'm not a big Jeff Bezos fan, but we've made this book go to number 6. It was you, by the way. On my own show, I can make it go to like number 50. But when you, the last few times we had you on, your audience is incredible. Steve, when you said we need to make this number 1, it went to number 6 one time, number 9 another, all because of your great audience of activist folks. We want to push this book to number 1 in the world. It's already ahead of Obama's book and Michelle Obama's book. It's already ahead of Harari's book. But we want to push it to number 1, and I thank the War Room and its great audience. And Steve, I sleep better at night knowing you're there, because there's not many people that have a giant grasp of how this works. And when I've been tuning to your show for years, and obviously watching you for years before that, but you really have an even greater understanding in many ways than I do, and I'm very thankful you're there, and I just really appreciate you.
No, you're I-Corps commander. You understood the big part of this was information war 30 years ago before people did. It's amazing. You got to go to Amazon. We need to make this book, number one, to make a statement. But most importantly, you're not going to be able to put this book down. It's not a beach read. This is a tough read. Get a pen. You're going to underline. You're going to take notes. Get a notepad. You're going to jot stuff down. Get questions to us. We'll get questions back to Alex. I'm sure he's going to give other talks on this. Today's the first.
And Steve, here's the thing, just real quick.
Yes, sir. Yep.
When people read this book, because I just read it again the other day, even though I wrote it, when you watch the news, you hear the slogans of the Democrats and then other liberal leaders. I mean, this is a global corporate fascist party masquerading as leftist. I mean, this is their blueprint, folks. This is the blueprint of the Death Star. Please get it today. Yeah. Steve Bannon, thank you.
No, I tell you, this is what the brains of Tony Lyons and the guys at Skyhorse is to drop it 70 days ago. Because I tell people, if you get it, you read it over the Labor Day weekend or the next couple of days, the framing, you'll hear stuff. And particularly, I want the people that have never listened to Alex Jones or never read a word or never gone to the site and gotten any of the stories to get this. This is the audience we need to get it. Get the book and just make your own judgment. Weigh and measure it yourself, and then just you'll use it as a framework. Other information will come in, and you'll see the great reset in the war for the world. Alex, thanks. I know you're busy today. Thanks for taking time. The book's going to be huge, and we look forward to having you back on.
Thank you. Please come on my show. I know you're busy as well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Alex Jones.
It really is nice to see, folks, these two titans of dissident politics come together and be so supportive of one another. And I'll tell you, this book, we have a few copies sitting around the office. They're a little bit under lock and key. They won't let me take one. I haven't had a chance to read it. But while we've been sitting here and listening to the interview, I've been thumbing through a little bit. And the great thing about it, I think, is even just from the first chapter, you can tell Alex Jones wrote this. It's not a ghostwriter. It's not, you know, somebody else, and they just put Alex Jones's name on it. The whole first chapter has this very long metaphor about tribesmen having arguments between Thag and Uther as they try to determine the best path forward for the tribe. I mean, if you read this and you know Alex Jones, it's in his voice. But, of course, it's different than what you get on InfoWars with him speaking off the cuff. It's been researched. It's been thought about. But it is very much in line with what you expect from Alex Jones. So I'm just looking forward to reading this myself. I know a lot of people out there are as well. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to get a copy, or go to Amazon in the rare occasion that we actually ask you to go to Amazon, because you can drive this up the charts. And people go to the charts, and if they're looking for a book to read, they're going to go see what's at the top of the chart. And if it strikes their interest, they'll purchase it. It really can spread this information in a massive way. And even if you don't buy the book, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get some of the supplements, get some of the survival material. I mean, I don't have to tell you today, Jackson, Mississippi has no more water, and they don't even have bottled water to give to their residents. And don't wait until something like that happens to go, gosh, I should have gotten a water filter. Gosh, I should have gotten storable food. Geez, if only I'd listened to the guys at InfoWars and actually prepared for something like this, because once it happens, it's too late. You need water tomorrow. You need it today. Get the water filters. Get the survival materials. Everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Massive discounts on DNA Force Plus and the fish oil. There's so much available, and it keeps us on air. We cannot tell you how much we appreciate your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay tuned.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.